I was talking to DT and the GF. Everyone's got acronyms. That's my world. Everyone's acronymed out. And they are of a different psychological mind than me, as everybody else is from everyone else. And I was just looking and watching how the two, not necessarily were interacting with one another, but how there was no compunction or urgency in either of the parts or any of their actions. We must have had something that we were going to do, go for a hike, or there was something was involved. There was an activity. And I just sat there and watched. And I know others like the relaxing, this is to be social, but just where it would take an extra 2 seconds, or you'd ask someone, hey, what about this? And they would not necessarily ignore you, but maybe not register right away. And they're like, hey. Like, I'll give you the obligatory half a second to answer. And then I started really, there wasn't any confrontation or anything, but I came up with the epiphany or the observation. It's like driving long distances on a road trip with a car. One car is going 66 miles an hour. The other car is going 65. And for all points and purposes, that's roughly the same speed. But it's that slight marginal difference, even though it's less than 2%, slight marginal difference that over long periods of time result in that car literally being 5 full minutes ahead. 10 minutes ahead, maybe even an hour ahead, depending on the length of the drive you're going. And life is a long ass drive. And I realized that, yes, driving, road tripping, you know, a 2 hour road trip. Okay, someone gets there a minute and a half ahead, which actually, if you think about a minute and a half, it's like, where the hell have you been? But over life, seconds do add up a lot. Because seconds add up to minutes, minutes to hours, hours to days, days to weeks, weeks to months, months to even years. And I haven't fully fleshed out the theory in my mind. But economics is always about the margins. And I wonder how much, what percent of success is explained by these marginal increments of more effort than the average person puts forth. The marginal increments of time saved. Because you can have someone who's average production, average time efficiency, and have someone who's, 20, like in the top 90%, they roughly are going to get the same time efficiency. Everyone's roughly equal. But then there's the extremes, where people put in that extra 5 minutes above and beyond. And over time, these time savings result in success or higher performance than other people, financial, academic, physical, romantic, sexual. You know, the guy who does the extra rep, he may only have done, 5% more reps, but he gets 35% of the gains. Because the majority of success and progress is at that final margin, at that frontier. And so as things, Cappy's a little busy, time is at a premium, and my patience has been cut short. And so now I'm acutely aware of all the inefficiencies that are going around, and they're only getting worse. And that's why we're going to have again today, today's economic efficiency loss of the day. We're going to talk about Dunkin' Donuts. And it's not just Dunkin' Donuts. Not. We're talking about the coffee industry in general. But we're mainly talking Dunkin' Donuts. For the longest time, I've ordered a double espresso. Espresso has been pretty known in the coffee world. It's intense coffee. A little shot of espresso. Double espresso, triple espresso. I want double espresso, 2 shots of the same cup. And where we have confused Gen Z millennial employees is apparently now when I have the GF in tow, or I have a friend in tow, and I say, what do you want? They say, what are you going to get? I say, I'm going to get a double espresso. I say, I'll have one too. And so in my mind, maybe I'm just smarter than the average bear. When I go there, I order, I'll have 2 double espressos. And this has caused no problem, no problem. Not until like literally in the past 6 months. Because I don't know if the disease has wiped out all the intelligent people or all the intelligent, hardworking people that decided to keep their jobs in the coffee industry, got promoted to management or something. But the frontline people, apparently, whatever generation of X-Men they hired this time, they don't get. Because I say, I like two double espressos. And this has caused literally minutes wasted. Where the gal or the guy behind the counter, and so you want 4-shot coffee? And I'm like, where did the coffee come from? Where did the coffee? Because here's the thing. I noticed the first mistakes that were happening is I say, I like a double espresso. Well, I was just on my own. And then I get a cup of coffee. I'm like, this is coffee. This is an espresso. No, we put 2 espressos in there. I'm like, no, I didn't want a depth charge. That's what that's called. Or shot in the dark. Goes by different vernacular in different places. I didn't want a double espresso in a cup of coffee. I used the English words double espresso. And now here's where the time and the economic efficiency loss occurs. Because I'm not the only one in line. As you know, there's other people in the back. The poor people who work these coffee, they're hustling, they're short staff. I've witnessed that. I'm a little bit sympathetic in that regard. I said, no, I just want a double espresso. And then they're confused. You want a double espresso coffee? No effing coffee. Where'd the fucking coffee come from? I didn't say fucking coffee. If I want a double espresso coffee, I would have said coffee in there somewhere. The English language is very precise. I didn't say confusing words. I want a double espresso. Third curveball now. See, because it's not complicated. We haven't wasted enough time. Cumulatively, now we're adding up my time, the coffee person's time, and let's say on average 2.5 people's time. So me, person, 4.5 people, let's round it up to 5. Okay. 5 minutes is being wasted every time I order. Maybe 10 if it's another 2 minutes because they gave me the wrong thing. This isn't what I ordered. But now here comes the third curveball because we don't understand the language double meaning 2 espresso, which as far as I know, since I've been alive, has been a very standard order in the world. It's like I like 2 gallons of premium. Did you want regular mixed in with that? Where the fuck did I say 85 octane? So then, 3 times this has happened. Twice at Dunkin' Donuts, another time at an independent one. Go in, want a double espresso. Double coffee espresso? No coffee, just double espresso. Do you want it iced? When the fuck was this iced? When the fuck did it come standard iced? No, I just, and sure enough, I get an iced coffee with 2 espresso. Gotta go back. For God's sake. And then yeah, I figured it out. You now have to put on the kids' gloves. And you have to ask them, and this isn't just in the coffee world. This is every place. This is why it's going to be an economic, this is why this is a bigger threat to the U.S. economy than communist tax rates and property confiscation. Because people are just so fucking stupid. They cannot operate at a basic third grade circa 1980s level. So I'm just so angry. I forgot what's going on. There's the kid glove thing. So now we have to have what should be a completely unnecessary 20-second conversation. Oh, it's just 20 seconds. Yes, multiply for the rest of my lifetimes every transaction. We're talking billions, hundreds of billions of dollars lost here in economic efficiency. Now I have to handhold the person. And this is for everyone now. Menards, McDonald's, doesn't matter. The Rapala fishing place, doesn't matter where you go. I figured out. Do you just serve shots of espresso? Yeah. Can you just put 2 shots of espresso in 1 cup? And even then, you don't want them in separate cups. What the fuck did I just say? Why are you wasting my time? I literally said, can you put 2 in 1 cup? No pun intended. We can do that. Do that. You don't want coffee in it? No. Do you want it? I stop wasting my time, lady. They didn't have this problem in the World War II generation. Double espresso coming right up. And so then I think I had it down. Like, okay, if it's just me, heaven help you if somebody else wants one. Because now we go into math. Dunkin' Donuts. God damn it, guys. I want two. Well, hey, welcome to Dunkin' Donuts. How can I help you? I would like two double espressos. Two double coffee espresso? No. Two double espressos. Do you want them iced? No. No. Two hot double. So you want, and then they ask questions. You want that all in one cup? And I, like, remember in the third grade, maybe it was even the second grade. I want five gross of fireworks. That means there's going to be five cases with a gross in them each of fireworks. I would like three cartons of eggs. I would like seven cases of ammunition. And the questions we're getting now from the Dunkin' Donuts staff is, do you want it all in one bucket? Did you want us to add ice to your case of ammunition? Where the fuck did the ice come from? And it's just this taxing, granular, grains of sand in the engine that is just slowing us all down because we have to repeat ourselves because we're dealing with a bunch of fucking idiots. A bunch of uneducated, passed along, you can't do third grade fucking math. Two motherfucking double espressos. Shot one, shot two. Here's one. Shot three, shot four. Here's another. And there's no solution. It's too late. These are full-grown adults. There's no saving them. Oh, I know. Let's have them take a remedial math class where they go get their degree in business management. Graduating. We need three cases of toilet cleaner. So three toilet cleaner? No, three cases. We got a lot of toilets. So do I get one and then, and did you want another one? I can't imagine where, because this is the front. This is your job. And this is, again, I've made the point on the previous economic efficiency loss of the day. This is just one of literally millions of functioning pieces of bits and bytes in the American economy. Pieces of machinery. It's not the most vital and critical part of the American economic machinery. I guess we could go without double espressos. I guess I could have a depth charge instead of a double espresso. But if you can't get this together, what are we doing when it comes to the medical industry? Did you use the right type of plastic so the IV doesn't melt and we don't lose the patient? Did you label everything correctly so the right medicine goes into this and the right measurement? Did you put milligrams instead of micrograms? Oh, you gave them an OD of Oxycontin and now they're dead? That's what concerns me, ladies and gentlemen. It's not the tax rates. It's not even the SJW shit. It's like, hey, did the person who's in charge of this very important airplane part assemble it correctly? Is it made of the right? Did they test it correctly? Or is the plane with me going down? And it would be my luck that I would upgrade to kind of one of the more front seats. I dropped the $15 on a Spirit flight. That's the plane. That's when I would, hey, I'm living large. I'm upgrading to like the fifth row. Here's $18. That's the day I would crash. Because Tanner, with his degree in material science, although that's a legitimate degree, didn't fit the widget right on the stamping machine. Well, I guess it's all right. Huh? Oh, competent man. One cup, two girls. Yep, that was the joke. All right, there you go. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.